Who do you think is the most important person you lead? Agree. I think the most important person you lead is yourself. And who is the second most important person you lead? Reverent or on eye level? How do you meet your bosses? This is the title of today's Lightwolf podcast. And with this title, I extend a very warm welcome to you, dear Lightwolf, investing some of your precious time again to be part of the Lightwolf community and to consume and also later on maybe to share some of your own learning on one of the topics that are relevant on leadership today. Reverent or on eye level? How do you meet your bosses? Let me set a little bit of context first. I wouldn't be surprised if you agreed that in fact change is the new normal. And I would say, if I look at my last week, change in my life is great. I love what's going on right now. And I admit it sometimes feels like an incredibly fast, wonderful roller coaster at supersonic speed. And you need to know, I love roller coasters. I really love speed. As long as I have visibility on the direction, I love it. But a roller coaster on supersonic speed is new to me. So, and I'm still adjusting myself, but there is change. I love change. And yes, I admit it's sometimes not really easy. And change, I think, has come in two different phases over the last 20 years. The first phase was called the VUCA world. The VUCA world. Maybe you remember that term. The term that said we are in a volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous world. That is true. And a couple of things changed already fast before COVID-19. I think that's the second phase of change in the last 2 decades. In my perspective, COVID-19 has significantly accelerated change for the bad and for the good, which also in some business contexts, I would say in more and more companies that we are working with, we worked with about 90 different companies over the last 10 years. I think in every single one of them, time has become the scarcest resource. Time is of the essence. And the one thing we need to do, you need to do it, I need to do it, my team needs to do it, I think our clients need to do it. The one thing we need to do is to adapt to this ever faster changing world and to adapt the way we lead, to adapt our own leadership. And if I look at the world in terms of leadership through a leadership lens, then I have seen a couple of fundamental changes over the last 3 decades. Let me just summarize the biggest three. In the old world, leadership happened in companies that sometimes felt a little bit like machines, hierarchically organized. Leadership was power-based. Leadership meant being at the top, having more stripes, having more power, retaining the knowledge to the restricted few. Leadership meant all decisions are taken at the top and everyone just starts working once all decisions at the top are taken. Yeah? This world is gone. I just know one company that in fact is still being led this old-fashioned way today. And that company is a monopoly. So there it's much, much easier to still win in almost any way. I think it's important that we realize these changes because what leadership means today is very different from this old-fashioned top-down power-based talking model. Let me just highlight the 3 biggest changes I've seen in modern leadership cultures. In companies we are working for, where sometimes we were invited to support the transformation of their leadership. In these companies, leadership is defined and lived very differently. Let me just highlight attitude, decisions, and communication to highlight some fundamental changes. Attitude. In these modern, contemporary, successful companies that lead like leadership should be today, there is no one king at the top. There are many servants on eye level. There is no decision making where every decision has to be 99% perfect before anyone does anything. No. Decisions are taken when 80 to 90% is complete and likely correct. And then they decide, they execute, and they optimize the rest on the way. And decisions are not only taken at the top, some still are, but the vast majority of decisions are taken at the front line by the people who have the biggest information, the biggest expertise, or are responsible for the client interface, because that's where most of your success as a company is determined. Yeah, and communication is no longer all about talking, like in the old world, where some people thought the most dominant, alpha, macho, loudspeakers are the best leaders. No, leadership is much less about talking today. It is much more about listening. So these are the biggest changes. And now remind yourself about leadership. Who do you think is the most important person you lead? Agree. I think the most important person you lead is yourself. And who is the second most important person you lead? Exactly. It's your boss. It's not your team. And if that is true, and I believe it is true, that you need to lead your boss, that woman or that man who is officially and formally accountable and responsible for you and for your business, for your country, for your department, then it's important that you lead your boss. And that you lead your boss in a contemporary way, not in the old-fashioned way. Even if your boss comes from the old-fashioned world, I admit that gives you a few more challenges and you may need to adjust and adapt even a bit more. But it's important that you lead your boss. And for both you and your boss, this relationship needs conscious development, conscious treatment, and conscious nurturing on eye level. And I realize that changing the way you lead your boss is a change probably for both of you. And here are my three thoughts for today. My three thoughts on how to lead your boss on eye level. Reverent or eye level. Here are my three tips for you. One, be prepared. When you meet your boss, you both want to create value. Your boss may want to delegate a responsibility to you that might be very important for the entire company. You may want to ask for a project that would excite and develop you. To create value, be prepared. Preparation for you in leading your boss could include: what are the company's goals? What are your boss's goals? What might your boss suggest or need? If you already received a topic or an agenda from your boss for this meeting, prepare. If you lead the meeting and if you are the one initiating the meeting with your boss, prepare. What outcome do you really want to achieve? Why are you meeting your boss in the first place? What do you want? What does your boss think, feel, and do before the meeting about your objective? And what messages do you need to give to change that? What questions do you need to ask to move your boss from where she or he is before the meeting to where you want him or her after the meeting? So tip number one, be prepared. Tip number two, don't be scared. When meeting your boss, when meeting their boss, many people are a little bit scared because they are scared of the power of their boss's role. sometimes depending on the boss's personality or behavior, that even adds fear on top. And if you feel the same, I've just come from a great conversation this morning with a super impactful, strong, smart woman who is doing really well and performing and growing well in a new company. I was reminded of this, where you might have very senior leaders around you that might be dominant and loud and assertive. So be it. You can't change what they do, but you can change how you deal with it. So if you feel a little tension, if you're even a little scared, that's perfectly all right. Don't worry. But don't let your fear prevent you from doing what's right and from saying the truth. Ultimately, your boss and you want the same thing. So don't be scared. Say what you think. And number three, dare to lead on eye level. Leadership may be many things. I think good leadership can be liberating, inspiring, euphoric. It can release a tremendous amount of positive energy. And I've had this happen to myself when listening to people who I admire, who I look up to, who really helped me. Yeah? But there was one thing it's surely not. It's not easy. I don't think it's easy to really lead well. Yeah? And my four levels of mastery on leadership are these ones. Number one, doing it at all, leading rather than managing or just observing. Step one, lead. Step two, lead well. That's different. That's already in a certain level of quality. Lead well. Level three, lead consistently well. Every single day, in every single moment. That's already quite an achievement. And level four, lead consistently well, even under pressure. And I admit, it might be a slightly even more demanding to lead your boss consistently well, even under pressure. But that's your task. That's your responsibility when you want to be a leader. Yeah? And I think a couple of things can help. Like, you don't need to know everything. I'm now the owner of two different companies and I know something, but I don't even want to know everything. I would be limiting this company's growth to myself. There are many things that most of my people know much better than me, and that's great. Yeah. So, for instance, on anything that has to do with certain functional expertises, that's why we have them in the team. They should lead me rather than me leading them. Yeah. And in fact, I expect them to lead me. So your boss probably expects you to lead her or him. Yeah, and they don't expect, at least most of them, there may be still some residual leaders who expect to be admired, who expect to get their crowns polished. Those, in fact, weak egos that still need crown polishing rather than really value-creating collaboration. But anyway, I think the vast majority of leaders has either never been that way or has evolved to being real leaders, yeah? To focusing on value creation and focusing on value creation on eye level. Yeah? And let me share one example that I found just striking. It's so striking. He calls me his friend, which makes me humble and makes me feel very honored. I'm talking about Paul Polman. Paul is, to me, one of the very few most impactful change leaders on this planet, and a wonderful person to be with. If you want to listen to him, if you want to be inspired by his thoughts on leadership, his thoughts on change, I was blessed that he was my guest here in the Lightwolf podcast twice. We published his thoughts. We published these interviews. One is entitled Trees and Leaders, all about leadership, and one is entitled Accelerating Sustainable Change. So if you'd like to learn from Paul, I invite you to download these Lightwolf leadership podcasts with Paul Polman, Trees and Leaders, or accelerating sustainable change. And I think the fact that I'm working with Paul occasionally, that I have the honor of learning from Paul occasionally, goes back to a moment, to a very particular moment in 2003, when a wonderful colleague of mine, Doreen Zhao, a wonderful woman to work with, and I, much younger at the time, together much younger, we were both in our early 30s, were asked to train the general managers of Procter & Gamble on leadership. And Paul Polman happened to be our most senior participant on this leadership training that Doreen and I were giving. And at the end of this one-day training, he came to both of us, thanking us, complimenting us, and even asking a question. I still remember his question. He said, "Doreen, Stefan, this was really great. Thank you for reminding us of what we should be doing well anyway every single day." Now, this training today was focused on one-to-one leadership. As you know, I'm leading 14,000 people. What would you suggest? What should I do to transfer this learning from one-to-one leadership to 1 to 14,000? And I still remember that for the first second or two, I was taken by complete surprise, which says something about Paul and it says something about me. I was taken by surprise because I hadn't expected the president of Procter & Gamble Europe to ask us young directors this powerful question. But it also says something about Paul, because Paul is curious. He wants to learn. He wants to grow. He wants to impact. He wants to reduce and eradicate poverty on this planet. He wants to drive sustainability on this planet. And he's just smart enough to ask whenever he sees there might be a learning pool to tap into. All you need to do is ask. And what he also did in that moment is he showed us leadership on eye level. Yeah, we were not in a vertical relationship, him at the top and us at the bottom. Not at all. We were talking on eye level. He was interested on eye level. Yeah. So therefore, tip number three: dare to lead on eye level. In a nutshell, my three best tips for you on the topic of today's Lightwolf podcast on reverent or on eye level. How do you meet your bosses? 1. Be prepared. 2. Don't be scared. 3. Dare to lead on eye level. So this completes today's Lightwolf podcast episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you found at least one little nugget that was worth your time and that was worth thinking about, maybe even doing something about. Because then this investment of your time was worth it. And if you like the way we share our experiences here, I would really appreciate if you could take a minute to write down a written feedback in your podcast system. No matter whether you download by Spotify, by iTunes, by any other podcast channel, if you could do me the favor to write down a written feedback in your podcast channel, that would be highly appreciated, so I understand even better what works in this Lightwolf podcast and what I can do to improve the value for you. And if you have any question that really bothers you, that you really think is important but is unanswered in all the 215 Lightwolf episodes so far, please feel free to drop me a line on email, on LinkedIn, on any medium. Maybe your question becomes the title of one of the next Lightwolf podcasts. So thank you for today. Thank you very much for your time and attention. And going forward, I wish you a tremendously good week, and I look forward to being in touch again very soon here in the Lightwolf Leadership Podcast. Thank you. Your Lightwolf, Stefan.